It originally began with disappointment with the voting record of our representative in Congress, or my representative, because I felt he did not represent my views or my philosophy. And then the general discussions that I hear have made me unhappy and hope that there is something I can say that will change it. An example, I'm concerned with the increasing loss of faith in government. And government is the only tool that our society has to administer it to its needs.
Well, now, Congressman Vern Buchanan is a pretty entrenched Republican in a solidly red district. I'm wondering if this campaign is more about making a point, or do you see a fighting chance here?
Primarily, it is to make the point. But the reception that we're finding is that there are a great many people who feel the same need to make a point. And if that point isn't being heard, then what do? Just sit back and let things continue? Or do we do as our forefathers and framers suggest? Do we, the people, act?
At 101 years old, you've seen this country go through a lot of changes, which gives you a unique perspective. So considering all this life experience you have, what do you think are the most important issues facing our country?
Certainly the continuation of poverty, or the increase in poverty, and the lack of concern for those who are in poverty or almost, is probably one of the major issues. Does everything we have in life from now on going to be determined by how much money you have? Is education? Is health? What is society's responsibility?
How do your family and friends feel about you running for Congress?
They're as excited as I am. They're all telling me how to do it.
Have you ever run for office before or thought about it?
No. No. Oh, thinking about it, I think everybody thinks about it. Let me there and I'll do it better. But never anything more than in a humorous sort of way.
Do you see your age as an asset in the race or a liability?
Both. People say that I probably won't live long enough to vote. And it is an asset because I've experienced enough to solidify certain thoughts I have about what ought to happen.
Do you have the energy or the stamina to withstand this race? And if you were to win, the position?
I think so. The reason why I say to think so is I look it around at a lot of my friends who are 15 years younger, and I'm as ambulatory, and I'm thinking as well, and I'm doing as well as I think they are. And they, reading now of what I hear from some of the people in Washington who are 40 years younger and 50 years younger, and I'm not very proud of what they're thinking. As some people say, you certainly couldn't do worse.
Thank you so much, Joe.
No, thank you for calling me.